KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlé-Né-Di and the Wush-Kitan of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, and who gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and broadcasts of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today here to celebrate Virtual Folk Fest with us. Welcome, Taylor Vidic. Hello, friend.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. How are you?
Just about the same, maybe a little better. I'm trying.
A little better. That's good. Well, thanks for joining us today. Would you introduce yourself for those who don't know and maybe say what you'd normally be doing during a Folk Fest week?
Yeah. So this is Taylor Dallas Vidic. I grew up in Juneau, but I grew up in the Valley. So I didn't discover Folk Fest until my teen years. But since then, I've been on the stage with a variety of groups. I started Queens a few years back. I performed a couple years ago with Tracy Ricker and as Airport Strangers. I did a set with Jay Althea like over a decade ago, if people remember her. She was in charge of the kids theater back in the day, Alaska Youth Choir. Anyway, so this week my plan was to have a set on Monday night. It was the only night I was going to be able to be in town between driving up from Adventures in the Lower 48 and getting to Skagway to start work today for ships that should have been arriving in a couple of weeks. But now I'm in Juneau looking out on the channel from a home up on the side of the hill, living my best life.
So how have your plans sort of changed from what they were going to look like this year? How did your year start? And then how have your plans changed?
Yeah. So I spent the first couple months of the year in New York City, which was fabulous. I took a songwriting course and just spent a bunch of time with myself, trying to give myself space to work on my craft, I suppose. After New York, I was going to go play Tree Fort Music Festival with a bunch of other Alaskan artists. That was in Boise, Idaho. So I was supposed to be late March. I was going to play with my band, Airport Strangers. And then I was going to go record my first EP outside of Seattle and then begin that drive that I mentioned. So instead, I left New York a week early, came to Juneau, did my 2 weeks of quarantine. And now I'm living the life that most of us are living. Unsure, as someone who works in the tourism industry, what the rest of my summer is going to look like. But I'm going to be in Juneau for a little while, at least, and we'll see how long that goes on.
Riding it out.
Yeah.
You posted a short, funny video, also kind of sad video on your Facebook page about Folk Fest, like kind of like you're in front of Centennial Hall and you're setting it up, you're introducing everything. And it's really funny and people should go and check that out. And you've been doing a lot of like new music, like home music videos, Taylor's Quarantine Corner.
Yes.
So we'll hear some music from that. In fact, why don't we listen to one of those now? It's called Trash Birds. Do you want to say anything about that or about Taylor's Quarantine Corner?
When I got back here on March 15th, I knew that I could very quickly retreat into a hole. And I do better when I have deadlines, especially when I say them out loud. So I made the first video without really thinking what I was saying when I said, hey, I'm going to make a video every day for the next 2 weeks. and most of the time it was fun. Some of the days, though, I think all of us have experienced days where we just want to crawl up into a ball and watch Netflix and eat ice cream. And I did have one of those days. If you go back and watch all the videos, anyways, I made 14 videos. Every third day I did an original song. So this was the first original song that I shared in my Taylor's Quarantine Corner video series.
All right, here we go.
Anyway, I'm going to switch things up a little bit today, play you an original. This song is about being scared of falling in love. Birds outside in trash of the street. It's been 2 weeks since I've been sure my feet, sure my senses, and the way you look at me. That's why I'm leaving and I'm staying away. Said I'm
very pretty. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Taylor Vidic, staple of our music scene here in Alaska and Juneau and at Folk Fest, and that was one of her new songs, original, called Trash Birds. Tell me more about what you've been doing with your forced downtime. What are some ways it's been good for you?
I have been playing my guitar every day, which has been pretty awesome. I think anyone who has learned an instrument or just tried to work on a skill as an adult, it's always a bummer to feel like you're 6 years old again and you're like, where did all of my coordination go? Why can't I use my fingers in the ways that I should be able to? So it's been nice to have like guilt-free time to touch an instrument for 2 hours. I've been trying to go outside. I am excited to be in Juneau for a while because now I get to do all of the hikes and the walks that I've been putting off for the last few years since I've only come in and out of town for short amounts of time. Like there's no excuse to not go to the wetlands other than if it's like a beautiful day and you're worried there will be too many people walking. So keeping distance is going to be challenging. But people have been really respectful when when you come up on a path, everyone divides the waters, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of that. And then, trying to write more. For a long time, I thought that songwriting was either something you were gifted with or something you weren't gifted with. And I don't feel that I'm particularly gifted. So I've realized that I need to work on it. And that's the only way to get better. So I'm trying to get over the fear of writing a bad song, because the more songs you write, theoretically, the better they'll get. So I've been trying to work on that a lot too. And then cooking, going to Costco is exhilarating these days. Picking out like what recipes you want to cook for the week. And making a grocery list and then going to the store and only being able to find like 75% of that. Then you have to go back to the drawing board. But I still haven't found cornmeal. I've been trying for a couple weeks now.
Oh, wow. Well, now that you've announced it to our listeners, perhaps some will show up for you.
Please send me cornmeal. You can leave it next to the whale down by the bridge. I'll be there at 7 p.m. for pickup. How's that?
Do you feel like being on lockdown here in your hometown for an indefinite amount of time has impacted your creativity positively or negatively, or just allowed you some more space?
I've talked about this with some other creatives, and what it kind of feels like is that it's harder to create new content, but it's easier to spend time honing a craft. So that's hard with songwriting, but at least with like guitar playing, I can sit, like I said, for a couple of hours and do that. As far as coming up with new lyrics, that's been more challenging just because you get it from being inspired by things that you're doing and people that you're around, or at least that's how I work. And I'm not seeing many people, at least not up close. Thank goodness there are so many people that are pumping out content right now. I wonder down the road, you know, like 50 years from now, when kids are learning about the COVID-19 pandemic, what the snapshot will be, and what, you know, aside from clearly all of the terrible things that will be associated with what's happening and what has happened. I hope that there's a section in the history book or whatever the heck they're studying out of 50 years from now, that shows the arts community rising to the challenge, I guess, to find ways to put out content and still inspire each other from a distance.
What's next for you, Taylor? Or at least what's the next thing? What's the first thing you're going to do when this is over?
I'd like to play a show. That seems like a simple enough one, because I can do that anywhere.
I'd like to see a show too. Yeah,
right. Wouldn't we all? I've been like dreaming. I was just Keep It on the Down Low, but the video for my second song of my folk fest set, I was just out at Sandy Beach in one of the covered areas, and the acoustics are so prime. And I'm like, how did I never know about this? I just drove around Juneau looking for places with good acoustics. If anyone has ideas, send them my way on Facebook, or, you know, find me somehow. Cause I'm trying to do a different location every day. And how fun would it be to do like a secret show out at Sandy Beach? I just want to be in a big group of people and listen to music and play music with good lighting and maybe a fire crackling in the background. I'm trying to keep my future plans pretty casual, because I am unemployed, and the place that I planned on living, I might not be living. You know, there's a lot of big what ifs, but it does feel really good to be back in my home community. I mean, my parents are here, my friends are here. I feel very blessed that I'm only trying to feed one person, you know. So I guess I'm just enjoying this time for what it is, and, you know, trying to play my part and still stay pretty isolated and go out with a buff over my face and Clorox wipes in hand, and yeah.
Well, thank you again so much for speaking with me today. I hope that you continue to be well and stay safe and stay sane. And we've got one more from you to play here. It's on your Facebook page. It looks like it was shot on location, as you mentioned. It's your 46th annual Folk Fest set part 2 video. I'm going to play it in just a moment. Before we say goodbye, do you want to tell our listeners what are all the ways we can find you and your music?
Yeah. So you can search Taylor Vidic, V-I-D-I-C, on Facebook. I've also been working on a YouTube page. And then I also do have a website. Again, it's just taylorvidic.com. With all this downtime, I am really trying to up my online presence. So I would super appreciate if people wanted to go on and find me, say hi. I probably know you, for goodness sake. I'd love to hear how you're doing. And that's the best way to do it.
All right. Well, happy virtual Folk Fest, Taylor Vidic. And I'm about to play 2 times a day. Do you want to say a little bit of something about it before I do?
I think I give an intro on it once you'll hit play. But I do just want to say thank you for having me on, Shelley. I was watching a Queens video from last year, the showcase we did, and just remembered how thankful I was that you hosted for us. And and jumped on that bandwagon. That was an awesome night. So yeah, thanks. And thank you for having me on this. Yeah, this is twice a day. There you go.
I was thinking about that Queen's concert too. Thank you so much, Taylor Vidic.
Yeah, thank you.
Change my headwear. I hope you don't mind. Again, welcome to my Folk Fest set for the 46th annual Alaska Folk Festival. This is my first song, Twice a Day. Maybe we'd be perfect in bed. Maybe I would never get you out of my head. Maybe your dad raised you the way my mama would have liked him to, but we're always a platform away. We'll never know what could have been if only we were heading the same direction. And that's okay, 'cause I fall in love on the subway twice a day. Maybe I'd be the Bonnie to your Clyde. Maybe life would turn into a roller coaster ride. Maybe we'd fight all day and throw all of the rules away, but we're always a platform away. We'll never know what could have been if only we were heading the same direction. And that's okay, 'cause I fall in love on the subway twice a day. There's still birds in here, but now they're ducks. Maybe I would make you laugh each day. Maybe when it ended, I'd be begging you to stay. Maybe we'd grow.
You're listening to KTOO's Public Media. That's Taylor Vidic with her video Two Times a Day. You can watch it in its entirety on her Facebook page.